Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets here on the last trading day of the month of May here, 2008. And boy, analysts are really stretching at straws, if you will, trying to explain what's going on in the markets recently, Roy.
It's been a real interesting week. We've had some real strength in the soybean market, and that's a little unexpected because rain is probably going to mean more acres of soybeans and fewer acres of corn. But we got a real sell-off yesterday, and that sell-off, as near as I could tell, was more or less in sympathy with crude oil going down, the dollar going up, and precious metals taking a pretty big hit yesterday. And sometimes that's all it takes to drive the speculators to make a big move in the market.
I would suppose it's going to be that way here for a while until we really start to see how the corn emerged and how the soybeans come out, too. Those outside markets are really going to have some influence, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're about 12 days yet from that first crop report. And a couple of days of real warm sunshine would make a big difference, but we're not getting that. And some of the beans are awfully slow coming up. You know, I always figure under ideal conditions takes 4 days for soybean from the time it's planted till it's breaking the ground. And here where I'm at, it took exactly 8 days on my beans. So, we've just got a lot of unknowns in there, and the grain markets are going to follow the outside markets, whatever they do.
Talk a little bit about this end-of-the-month mentality. I heard one analyst yesterday afternoon say, usually we see consolidation and sell-off on the last trading day of the month, but that happened a day ahead of time. So these last few trading days of the month, is there anything solid to hang our hats on?
No, I heard that comment also, and I also heard the comment that today the markets would probably be up because they got their cleaning done yesterday, and so I don't know that there's anything to hang your hat on, but it's kind of like the phases of the moon. We always think the market does crazy things on a full moon, and sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. And so we have, in certain cases, depending on the makeup of the traders in the market, some of them wanting to get positions closed out and get some profits on the books for the month end, and so it can make for big moves, although we've had big moves this month, just about the whole month.
I know you wanted to talk, too, about some basis improvements that's happening in the country, right?
One thing that's really kind of surprised me in a way, I always expect the basis on corn especially to improve when the planting starts, and we've just seen a real dismal basis, and here we are close to the end of planting, and we've got quite an improvement in basis here in Cass County. Just the last two or three days, we've seen the basis on corn jump about a nickel. And, for somebody like me, for instance, that's got some corn hedged for July delivery, and I was looking for 30 cents under, we're getting fairly close to that now. We were 39 under yesterday. So if you're wanting to roll some hedges into cash sales, better be looking at that because it may come and go pretty fast.
That kind of rolls into our marketing plan, too, then, I would guess. It's kind of watch the markets on a day-to-day, and if you feel comfortable making a deal, well, don't hesitate to do it, right?
Well, absolutely. Some times of the year there's not much to watch, and you can miss the markets for a day or two and not miss anything, but this deal with July futures and with the basis improving right now, you want to be on that telephone or in front of that quote screen and watch that because the opportunity is coming, and we did raise this grain to sell it, to turn it into money, and so that's the opportunity to do that.
If producers would like to get some more information from you, how do they do that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets here at 840 KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.